Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
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 Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. It's another edition of Brock and Marcy with our podcast. How you doing over there, Marcy?
I'm good. It's like the good old days.
Your mouth is full. Oh my gosh. And I can actually see you, so why I said, how are you doing? I don't know, but your mouth is full. You're taking a drink.
And we haven't talked in a while. Sound.
I know. We missed a whole week. And we almost missed 2 weeks because right now I'm at my brother's house in his office. In Austin, Texas.
Life's been busy.
And
both of us.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my stuff because we can't go 2 weeks with missing a podcast. So much has happened in the last week or so. And we're about to get into school season. So summer's almost over, believe it or not.
I'm not okay with that.
You're not okay with that?
Actually.
Why is that?
I'm not. I mean, there's parts of it I'm okay with, but... My son needs to go back to school because he hasn't had a whole lot to do this summer, but he's had fun. But
he's going to be
ready
a second
for more
grader.
Structure.
And then your other kid is going to be what? Is he going to be in kindergarten yet?
He's going to be a senior at his daycare.
Oh, big man on campus. Man on campus. And Brim's going to be a third grader. So she's out now hanging out with my brother, Bo, and their dog. So Brimley, check this out. She just got back from Mexico. She was in Mexico with her mom and them for a week. Gets back on Saturday. We jump in the car Sunday morning and drive down here to Austin. That's fine. Well, she set an alarm this morning for 6:45 so she could get up with her aunt and walk their dog.
Aww.
And we didn't go to bed until like 10. I'm like, you really want to get up when you don't have to? Yeah, I need to walk this dog with her.
That's adorable.
She got up. She was up before Blair was. And she was like, hey, before we go, I got to brush my teeth and then we'll go. And she helped walk the dog. And Blair was like, yeah, about halfway in. She's like, are we done yet? that's when you walk a dog, you have to wear the dog out, not yourself, Brimley.
That is she trying to show you how responsible she can be? Because I know she wants a dog.
Yeah, and I keep saying, we are not getting a dog ever. Like, it's not happening. We're not getting a dog. That's not going to happen. So, she goes, last night, she goes, your brother has a dog. Both brothers have dogs. Our Ashton's sister has a dog. Everybody has a dog but us. I go, yeah, and that's how it's going to be because I ain't getting no dog.
Why can't her mom get a dog?
Why can't she? I don't know. But
so,
guess what?
Yeah.
The rule is, because they keep saying, well, if we get a dog and Brimley can bring it over when she comes to stay with you. I said, no, that's not how it works. Not my dog.
So then they get a dog and it doesn't come over when she does.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. No. My dog does not go to anyone's house ever. They stay here.
No. So I don't want a dog. I mean, we have Airbnb guests, I just don't want a dog. And we have a house that's three different stories. And where is the dog going to run up and down the stairs?
Yes, dogs do that.
Not this dog, because I'm not going to have one. I'm fine with her hanging out with my brother's dog or Aaron's dog. She doesn't need to hang out with her own dog. Like, hang out with those dogs.
Does Ashton feel the exact same way you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think.
Okay. Well, you guys are horrible human beings, but...
You know what? We don't have time for a dog. We just don't have time for it. Why would I get a dog if I don't have time for it?
I think you do because you work from home a lot of the time.
I do.
And so does she.
But
so
we don't want a yapping dog. Like I said,
you do have time.
We have an Airbnb. So
I only want people who want dogs to have dogs.
Right.
So I
don't.
Won't argue you.
We're not on the fence about this.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
Okay. So she. So what's her mom's hang up?
I have
she
no
can,
idea.
She can get. Okay. So she needs to work on her mom.
I don't ask about it because I don't care. I've made the decision at my house. We're not getting a dog. What you do at your house, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. She needs to work her mom.
Get 50 dogs. I don't even care. But as for me and my house, we will not have a dog.
Oh, geez. Get that on a plaque.
We will not have a dog. We got a Jeep. That is.
There you go.
Ashton's pet. So Ashton loves it. She, we took it. Check this out. We drove it to Indiana to see my parents.
Whoa!
So
nice.
We were without kids for a week, and Ashton goes, let's go somewhere. Let's go to the beach, or let's go see your parents or something. I'm like, you decide. So we decided to go see my parents. So we jumped in the car Monday morning and drove. It was Ashton's first time through St. Louis. She had never seen the arch or anything like that. So we drove through St. Louis. We drove to my parents' house and I brought a box of Zip Fizz because they love Zip Fizz. And she goes, let's ding and ditch them. I'm like, okay. So I parked at the neighbor's house next
door. Wait, did they not? They didn't know you were coming?
No, had no idea. So Ashton took the box, set it on their porch, rang the doorbell and ran. And we're hiding, waiting to see if they'll come out and at least look, you know, where are these people? So my mom got it and took it in and. My dad was like, well, this still has Brock's name and address on it. Wonder how it got here. And like, well, that didn't work. So I got the Jeep and drove it right up to their front door. And we rang it and ran away. And the Jeep's just sitting there. And then my mom's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But we took the Jeep because my mom wanted to ride in it. And when they come back to Northwest Arkansas, which will be in the winter, basically around Christmas, probably would be the next time she can't ride with it without the doors on. So we took it up there and it was beautiful weather. And as soon as my dad came outside, I go, Dad, help me take the doors off. So we took the doors off and the top off and we went for a ride. And my mom was like a dog with his head at the window.
Did she get to drive it?
No, she didn't want to drive it. I let my dad drive it. She just wanted to sit in the back and let the wind blow through her hair and everything. But while we were there, you know, Jeeps have horrible car stereos. Just blech. They're the worst. But they're easy to change. Well, I found a place and I went in to talk to the guy and I'm like, hey, what do you got? And he sold me on this amazing 10-inch screen, almost like a mini iPad screen, touchscreen, which has Apple CarPlay, Android CarPlay, but they have wireless. So you don't have to plug in your phone to use it, which is awesome. And it has phone mirroring so I can put my phone on the screen and watch videos. Or you can plug Ashton's phone in.
That's not good.
And watch through the HDMI. And so on the way home, she plugged it in and she not me, because I only keep my eyes on the road. We're watching videos the whole time, watching movies. So, yeah. But that wasn't me, because I'm a safe driver.
This
I keep
is
my
not
eyes
good.
On the road. But it's she
this
loves
is
it.
Not good.
Yeah, we've done a lot of random upgrades to the vehicle and you know, the stuff you can buy on Amazon and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Fun. I'm so glad for her.
She's loving that Jeep and it's running really well. And it was not a bad trip going 8 hours. We bought these seat cushions from Walmart to make it a little softer on our butt. It was fine.
Yeah.
Because my back has been, I've had some sciatica flare up this last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
Finally getting over it. But yeah, walking and the left side of my body and my leg was awful. Yeah.
Oh.
Hard to sleep, hard to walk. Yeah.
You're getting old, son.
I know. Working out has not been great. I went one time last week and
Oh, and it's painful.
Like I can't do any leg work. Yeah.
Oh.
It's all upper body, which yeah. But yeah, we had a good time. We ate there was two vegan places that we ate in St. Louis on the way there and the way back. Pizza on the way up, which is probably one of the best vegan pizza places I've ever been to. It's called Pizza Head.
Okay.
And their pizza is big like Sbarro. So we ordered two larges. Well, they only have one size. And the boxes were so big, she couldn't hold them in the front to eat out of. Yeah. And then on the way back, they got a brand new all vegan Mexican place there right across the street from this pizza place. And it was awesome. They had a platter of five tacos you could get, and you could get different ones. So we tried everything they had.
Oh,
and the burrito
amazing.
Was probably a foot long. It was,
nice.
Yeah, it was great. So it's a good trip. We made it home and then,
So wait, you were there for what, 5 days?
Monday, we came back Thursday because I had a haircut on Friday.
What kind of stuff did you guys do in Indiana?
Well, Ashton still had to work. So she worked during the day.
Gotcha.
But what did we do? We didn't do a whole lot. We just hung out with my parents.
Okay.
I'm a little upset. They're closing the H&M at my parents' mall.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I did buy some stuff, but they're closing it. It's only been open for like 5 years. So that mall is going to go down
the
hill.
Mall, I vaguely remember that mall, but how is it otherwise?
Yeah, it's going to be trash. After that is gone, it's all going downhill, which a lot of malls these days. So speaking of trips, you went to Nashville.
I did.
Tell us about that.
Oh, man. I mean, there's so much to tell. I'll try to give it in a nutshell.
Okay, so from the beginning, I thought you were driving.
Oh, right. You thought I was driving.
And
but
then
we
I get a message from you. Hey, I'm at the Atlanta airport. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're about to catch our flight to Nashville. What? Why? Just drive.
So there was seven of us girls going for my friend's 40th birthday, and we were taking Allegiant, which Allegiant is known for their cheap flights, but they're also like, you know, one time a week they'll fly out kind of thing. So we were all booked on the same flight, and it was 7 o'clock. On Thursday night, we were supposed to get up and meet at like 7 a.m. to go to the airport. And we get a text that our flight had been canceled.
Of course.
And no explanation. Yeah. So we're all
scrambling.
That's
also Allegiant.
Yeah. It's what I learned. Yeah. That's common. No explanation whatsoever. And so in the process of trying to figure out what to do, two girls dropped out for various reasons.
They were like, yes. We don't have to go. They didn't want to go in the first place, but they'd already bought a
possibly.
Ticket.
Yeah. Right. So in the end, after we did a lot of back and forth and how many can fit in this car? What if we drive? What if we go to Little Rock and fly out of there? So three of us drove to Little Rock and took Southwest. And that's what took us to Atlanta.
You drove to Little Rock?
Yeah, we drove to Little Rock.
Which is 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And how far is Nashville?
Driving was like 8 hours.
Yep.
So, but here's the reason. there was a couple of good reasons.
Yeah.
So the girl who was having a birthday, her husband had arranged for a limo to surprise her and pick us up at the airport at 11, which is when we would have landed.
Right.
And we could not get a hold of these people that night to rearrange. Like, we would have just been out of luck, and she would not have gotten her limo ride. And it was a tour through the city.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
For 2 or 3 hours. Yeah, it was a cool whatever. We ended up having to tell her, and she's like, okay, I don't want to drive because we would never have gotten there at 11 a.m.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to go to Little Rock and fly because this flight will put us there at the same time. Well, the thing about flying there is that our trip back was still on so far. So we were keeping our fingers crossed that our Allegiant flight didn't get canceled on the way home. But the girls driving were like, we're not going to take our chances. We want to be in control of when we go and when we come home. So it ended up working out. So that day, Thursday, I got up that morning at my normal like 3:45 to work out. And so I did not go to bed on Thursday night.
What?
I ended up just staying up, packing, doing laundry. And then I met my friends at 3 a.m. And then we drove to Little Rock, got to Nashville, did our tour, went to the pool, and went out that night. When I went to bed, it was almost 48 hours that I had been away.
No way. How were you even surviving?
I have no idea.
Did
I guess adrenaline.
Bring drugs on this trip? We're all doing lines.
I mean,
and
we definitely made friends with the bellhop when we got there. And he was a kid in college. And we were like, where can we get bang? Where can we get this? And he's like, oh, right down the street. Well, we talked him into taking his personal car and giving us a ride to go get loaded up at the liquor store, which had bang. So at that point, it was like pure adrenaline. And we were just like having too much fun to even be worried about falling asleep. But yeah, we had a great trip, went to a bunch of places, did some shopping. Luke Bryan was performing the night we were there. And he brought up Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, and someone else on stage.
Were you there for that show?
No, we didn't go to any concerts, but had we gone out to the right places, there's a good chance those guys were out somewhere.
That would have been cool.
So the night of her birthday was actually on Sunday. So Saturday night, we had a really late dinner, and then we went out for her birthday. And it was like, it was literally 11:45 when we got into the Uber to go to Broadway. And so it turned midnight in the Uber and it was downpouring rain. So are you familiar with Nashville?
Yeah.
So Broadway is where all the big bars are, like all the celebrity bars. And we wanted to go to the Kid Rock bar because that's what we heard was like a lot of fun. So I didn't realize it at the time. So Garth Brooks was playing at Nissan Stadium that night. And I didn't know at the time that this had happened, but because of the storm, which was kind of bad, they had taken everybody who was listening to the opening act and put them in the concourse of this stadium. And then while they were there, they canceled the concert.
Oh, that sucks.
So like, yeah. So like, it's already busy because it's Nashville, but then probably floods of people that were supposed to be at the concert were now out in the street. So there were lines at every single bar, everybody standing in the pouring rain. So we got out of our Uber and ran to the side of the building where Kid Rock's bar is. And there was like a little awning with a side door. So we're like trying to figure out what to do at this point, because it's now her birthday and it kind of sucks because it's just downpouring with lines everywhere. Well, I noticed a security guard at the door had his back to us. So I kept knocking to try to get his attention. And he finally saw me and he opened the door a little. And I said, hey, I know this is a long shot, but my friend just turned 40. She's a first responder because she's the ER doctor at Children's. I was like, you know, she's a first responder. Is there anything you can do? And he's like, well, how many is there? And I said, there's five of us.
And they're all hot babes.
Right. We're all girls. So he's like, all right, come in. So we went in and everybody was so thrilled because that only took about 5 minutes of us standing there. And then we got to go in. And then my friend ended up on the stage with the band dancing, which she's total mom dancer, which
love
was
it. Was
awesome.
She wearing mom jeans?
Well, mom dress. Yeah. But she had like that moment made the whole trip worthwhile. I mean, it was already a lot of fun, but yeah. So she got up on stage and it was hilarious. So I think we stayed out till 3:30 and then got up the next morning for some goat yoga.
How was that? Tell me about that. Because you set that up.
It was really fun. So the business is called Shenanigoats, and we were the only ones signed up for that time slot. And you walk into this room and there's just goats, little baby goats running around, and you can pick them up or whatever. And I mean, there's no real point to it other than it's fun and cute. And they jump up on your back while you're doing various yoga poses. And we had an absolute blast doing that.
So do you think you're going to get into yoga now?
No, I don't like yoga.
Absolutely not.
We only did, we did like 15 minutes of yoga and about 45 minutes of oohing and aahing over the goats.
Yeah.
So, but it was just what we needed after a wild night on the town.
And then you came back, Monday?
We came back Monday. Yeah, us three who took the flight, our Allegiant flight was on. So we were home by like 10 a.m.
It canceled. Awesome.
Mm-mm. It was a great time though.
Yeah, we were going to jump on an Allegiant flight to Destin, but we chose to go to my parents instead. But
How did you make that decision? Because there is a big difference between Destin and Indiana.
Ashton's the one that suggested it. I just I didn't want to. I don't know. I wasn't in the. I don't know how I was feeling. I didn't really want to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Ashton loves the beach. I just didn't. I don't know.
I almost didn't really want to go anywhere
because I knew I was going to be gone this week and didn't want to be gone 2 weeks in a row. But it worked out and I didn't miss anything. I didn't have anything. So, but we had, we got back by Friday.
So you haven't had to work any events lately?
No, actually, I did an event Saturday night, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So it was my 20-year high school reunion.
Which
is actually 21 years because it was supposed to be last year.
Oh, and
so the class president, I guess his sister is the class president for her class of 2001. We got together because I'm the vice president and they decided to do it both classes this year. And so we did it at River Ranch in Noel and they let us have their inside rendezvous room and for free. They just had to, the people that came had to buy food. So they had steaks or a buffet. They had to buy food as part of the ticket. And so, yeah, that was Saturday night from 6 to 10. Maybe 40 to 50 people showed up, which is fine.
And a lot of people that you remember? And
yeah. I hadn't seen the Curtis is his name. He's the president. I hadn't seen him since the summer before we started college. And he lives just probably an hour away from us towards Tulsa. I see his sister. She still lives in the area. My friend Courtney was there. She lives in Rogers. And then, you know, just a lot of random people that I hadn't seen since high school. But the best story ever happened. And let me preface this with, I'm not making fun of anybody. Just the experience and standing there and this guy's demeanor and the way he said it was hilarious. So let me take you back. I'm standing there and I'm talking to my friend Courtney and this guy named Jesse comes up and Jesse just flew in for this from Denver. No, Colorado, somewhere. He's been living out in Colorado. He flew in just to be a part of this reunion, which cool. All right. Awesome. So he gets in and he comes over and he's like, Brock, oh, thanks so much for doing this. I just flew in from Denver. He's like, it was only $300 for a round trip both ways, you know, just back and forth. I'm like, that's awesome. I go, Jesse, did you used to wear glasses? Because Jesse wasn't a guy that I hung out with. He just was in our class. He goes, yeah. I go, like, thick glasses? He goes, yep. And then he goes, now wear contacts. I go, well, they look good on you, man. He goes, and guess what? And he gets real serious. He looks at me. He's like, and I got a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Aww.
And as soon as he said that, Courtney looked at me. It was like a split second. Looked at me and turned around. She turned around and walked off because she started laughing. And she knew if I kept going, she would lose it. And I go, you got a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, man?
That's funny.
He goes, yep. I go, that is awesome. He goes, yeah.
Aww.
Like, man, I gave him a five. I'm like, that. I'm so happy for you. That's so cool.
That's so, he's proud.
Oh, yeah. And then so later, let's fast forward here. Courtney comes in after I talked to her and I told this story to several people at the thing. She comes in, she goes, for no reason should you play tonight Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. I said, why? She goes, because I told Jesse for some reason, I told Jesse I'd dance with him if you played it. I said, So I immediately played it. And I went outside and I go, Jesse, your song's playing. He's like, oh, yeah. So he came inside and Courtney's looking at me like, really, Brock? So they slow danced. And I took a picture of them, posted it on the Facebook group and crowned them the reunion king and queen. So that's really good.
Oh, my God.
But here's where it gets bad. She comes over. She goes, so I feel horrible. I go, why? She goes, Jesse just told me he's living in Colorado in a homeless shelter.
Aww.
I go, what? I go, why is he here? Like, why did he spend the money to come here if he's living in a homeless shelter? She said, well, he said he's got a good job and he's looking to move out of there pretty soon. I'm like, ugh, now I feel horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. But Jesse was super cool, dude. Really
nice.
He's
got Ray-Bans.
Yeah. I mean, he got a pair of Ray-Bans. And I'm like, what? The way he said it, though. And Brock, check this out. I got a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Did he have a phone? Did you?
He had a phone and everything.
How? I don't.
And he had just bought a fanny pack from Walmart. Because I said, that's a sweet fanny pack. He goes, I saw that they were cool, so I went to Walmart and bought one. I'm like, well, that's awesome.
I'm always confused when people live in a homeless shelter but are paying a monthly bill for their phone.
I don't know. At the end of the night, this girl came up. She's like, Brock, you did a great job. Thank you. And Courtney goes, who are you? Like, who are you? Did you graduate with us? She goes, no. I graduated a couple years later. She's like, well, who are you? So the girl, she told us about herself. I'm like, yeah, I remember her brother. I don't remember her. I remember her brother. And she's like, Brock, I remember when you had that fro. And I go, yeah, that was my brother, Blake. That wasn't me. I go, and he's like 5 inches taller than me. Like, nothing alike as far as that goes. That was Blake. She goes, oh, yeah, that was him. Like, yeah, he graduated in 2003. You remember me. Are you kidding
me? Well, she was a few years behind you, right? So she's
like 02 or 03, something like that. But
yeah.
And then she's like, Courtney, you are a B, but you were so nice to everybody.
Oh, geez.
And we all looked at each other like, that doesn't even make any sense. Courtney goes, yeah, you obviously did not know me at all.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was the night. So Ashton got to come. I was so grateful I got to introduce her to everybody, even though I know she's probably listening to this. I'm horrible at having somebody, even a friend. If I take a friend to a party, like, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
And so my friend either feels like they have to stick with me, like Ashton did, or just go do their own thing.
Yeah.
So I tried to introduce her to everybody that I personally knew. And then she just stood behind the computer, and then she went and sat out in the car because she didn't feel well. But
oh no.
I was playing the entertainer because I was being paid to be there.
Yeah.
And going back and forth to everybody and trying to make sure everybody had a good time when I had brought a guest, and I should have made sure she was having a good time. So
Ashton can hold her own though.
Right.
She knows what that stuff is about.
Horrible at doing that. I've always been horrible at doing that. Even like, I went on a first date one time years ago and there wasn't a second date. And I asked why, and she said, you just know too many people.
No joke.
Like, yeah, I do, but is that a bad thing? And so, yeah.
Yeah. But that's the kind of girl you need is Ashton, who gets it.
Yeah.
Like, she's good with it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. And then I got up the next morning and headed to Austin. So
nice. Oh. I'll never go to a class reunion. I have no desire to. Not that I don't like anybody. I just don't want to go back and, I don't know, relive anything, or I don't know. It sounds awful. I just don't. I'm good. I don't need to go back.
Right.
That's. No animosity or anything like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of people didn't show up that should have or could have. A lot of people that still live in the county that could have come and didn't come. But what I did find out, because the guy who was Curtis, who was putting this together, was looking and trying to get a hold of everybody, and he's like, trying to find girls in our class by their maiden name is almost impossible, you know, because they have new last names. But he goes, there's a few people who have passed away. And he said, there's one guy who he didn't graduate with us. I don't even know if he ended up going to, he might've started our freshman year. He goes, do you know who this guy is? And he said his name. I can't think of his name. He goes, he's in prison now, a life sentence. He killed 5 people.
Oh my God.
I go, what? He's like, yeah, he's on one of those murder documentary thingies.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. So I immediately went home that night and watched it. And he, Curtis goes, yeah, we were friends because we were in the same class together growing up. And I went over to his house and they did a whole documentary on him. He shot two people just randomly. And then he drove to Texas and killed three more. He thought it was four. And their dog just did it to try to get his feelings back in place. It was a crazy story. But at the end, they were like, do you feel any remorse? Do you feel bad about what you did? His response, no, I don't feel bad about it. I don't have any feelings towards it.
But you did not, you weren't friends with him back in the day?
I didn't know him. No.
Oh.
No, I didn't know him. But he was in, I guess he was in trouble a lot. Curtis is like, yeah, I stayed the night at his house. And I'm like, it's. That it showed his house. It was a dump. He's like, yeah, it was. He's yeah, that's not. Yeah. So.
Would you have gone if you were not hired to be there?
If I didn't have anything else to do. Yeah. Yeah. Like normally on a Saturday, I'd be working another event. So.
Right.
It's. Right. Yeah. I didn't go to my 10-year because I was DJing an event in Indiana. So. Yeah, it was cool to catch up and see everybody. We did have a good time. It was nice. So
good.
Yeah. So I came across this article. It says list of things that American parents do that most of the world doesn't. So let's see here. In many other countries, they opt for smaller sedans than our choice of big SUVs. Other oddities are early bedtimes. Other countries use nighttime to bond as a family. Giving kids huge portions. The U.S. has the highest per capita calorie consumption in the world. So they're not giving them a full plate of food, just a little bit. Letting kids talk back. It's unheard of in parts of Asia. Kids don't talk at all. They just shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Babying kids past infancy. Children as young as four are allowed to walk to school, ride public transportation, and run errands all by themselves in Japan. Yep. Having baby showers, it's really almost a unique American tradition. They don't do it anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, not having the kids do some housework. In other countries, it's expected. And finally, making another meal if the child doesn't like it. It's unheard of elsewhere. What is made, you eat it.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with other countries, but I know in Belize, the little that I've experienced it in my adult life, that's true. And what they eat is pretty limited as far as like options. It's not like a different meal every single night. There's not a whole lot of going out to eat. It's usually the same thing. And nobody complains ever. It's just known like this.
If you complain, what's going to happen? Nothing.
Right. Exactly. I think they're at least in Belize, they're a very poor country.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just glad to have food, I would say almost.
Yeah. Hey, for anybody listening, if you're thinking of ditching your job or you're looking for, another job, there's some jobs out there you can start investing in time and schooling if you want and make a lot of money. Here are the seven top jobs to look into. Maybe this will help you, Marcy. Computer programmer.
No, thanks.
Air traffic controller.
I wanted to be one in elementary or in middle school.
Okay, maybe. Well, this one's for you. Commercial truck driver.
Yes.
You've done this. Digital marketer.
Oh, yeah.
Construction manager, maybe.
Oh, no? I could do the like hard hat. Yeah. Yes.
Transportation inspector.
I don't want to be responsible for lives.
And a sales manager.
I don't like sales.
Speaking of sales, I'm coming down here. I'm, looking to trade in my Honda Pilot eventually when the market levels out. And I found a car I want down here and the price is right on their website, the MSRP. I'm like, okay, this is good. So I messaged a guy. I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, hey, how can I reserve this to make sure it's there when I come to Austin on Monday? He's like, he tells me, and he goes, and the price we want is blah, blah, blah. I go, no, I want to pay this amount of money because that's what the website says. It's like, oh no, we're charging this. And it was $10,000 more.
What?
And I go, I'm not doing that.
That's dumb.
I go, sell it to me at the MSRP and I'll pay that. He goes, I'll get fired if I do that. I go, so you're jacking the price up $10,000? He's like, well, you know, because people will pay it right now. I go, I'm not going to pay it. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Sure enough, $10,000 more.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Just because they can, right?
Yeah.
Because of the demand. Oh, jeez.
Yep. So stupid.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait.
So stupid. So what happens when I drive down here? One of my warning lights on my car comes on. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to.
Of course.
It's got warranty up into 100,000 miles. So I had to make an appointment for the Honda dealership for Tuesday, tomorrow, I guess.
Oh,
to figure it out. But still, like,
what was the car you're looking at?
Well, they just came out with the new 2022 Kia Tellurides. And they have one here. They have two or three here that would be great.
Are they hard to find?
Yeah, very hard to find. There's none in Arkansas.
Oh.
Yeah. But they have one on the lot right down the street. And they want $10,000 more.
You don't think it's worth going to look at and negotiating on the spot?
They're not negotiating.
To see where you can get?
He even said that. They're not negotiating. That's just the deal.
Poor customer service.
I did email a local place as well. And I said, hey, this looks good. You know, I would like this. What can we do? She's like, well, the price is, and it was $10,000 more. And I go, you're really going to do that? She's like, well, I'm just having a hard time getting them on the lot. And when they get here, they sell. I said, well, people who are buying those are idiots.
Okay, so is it specific to these cars that are just hard to find?
They are,
or are all cars marked up right now?
No, I think, well, the ones that are hard to find, the Tellurides, the Palisades, the Carnivals, those are all are having a hard time getting them in stock. But this car, even Ashton was like, yes, let's get that. That'd be awesome. I'm like, yeah, this would be great. Nope, not happen. I went back to her. She's like, yeah, don't pay $10,000 more. That's stupid. I said, yep.
No.
Maybe if they gave me $10,000 more for my trade-in, sure. But that's not happening.
Yeah. That's not happening.
At all. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Not doing it. Just dumb. I got a Jeep. We got a Jeep now, so. Yes. And my purple car, the other purple car, because I have two now, it should be done this week. They've only had it a year. They just have had it a year. So. Painting it. This is the glossy purple paint. Not the matte.
Not the matte. Do you not like the matte anymore?
No, I do. I just have two of them. I had one. I wanted two different paint shades, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yep. So that's awesome.
You want to know? Here, let's talk about something that's awesome that I bet you have not watched, but you should. You ready?
Yes.
Peyton Manning's Hall of Fame speech.
No, I haven't watched it. Is it really good?
So good. He's the best. He's the best. Like, everybody is saying that he needs to run for political office.
Really?
He could do anything. Yes.
Like, I think he would win.
I think so. Like, kind of the, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey. The way he's kind of like in Texas becoming a bigger figure than just an actor with his teaching at the college. And I think there's rumors of him running for political office. These people who are already so well known and well liked in these positions, like, they should be shoo-ins, especially now, to run for political office. I'd vote for Peyton.
I would vote for Peyton too. Where would he run?
I don't know. Indiana?
He doesn't live in Indiana, does he?
I know, but for the sake of the Colts.
Yeah.
I don't know where he lives now, but I think he's from
Tennessee.
He went to school in Tennessee, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is he from Louisiana? Is that where his dad played for the whatchamacallums, the Saints?
Oh, I don't know. No.
Anyways.
His dad played for the Saints? New Orleans hasn't always had the Saints, have they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a football guy.
Archie Manning. All right, I'm going to find out, though. Yeah. Anyways, I watched that this morning on the stair climber in nearly cried.
When did it happen?
It just happened, like maybe this weekend.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about it. Of course, I haven't been watching TV or anything like that. So
Archie Manning played for 13 seasons, primarily with the New Orleans Saints.
Okay. Oh, that's all that you had?
Oh, that was the awesome. Yeah. Talk about awesome.
Oh, we've been watching shows. The new Outer Banks season has come out. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else? We've started Gossip Girl on HBO, which is really good, except it's very risque now. It is on HBO, so they can get away with a lot more, but it's not a bad show. What else have we watched? Brim and I just watched this new show on Disney. That was pretty good. 8 episodes. I can't even think of the
Called
name
what?
Of it. The Magnificent something something. Yeah, that was pretty good. What else have we watched? I know there was something. Crap, what was it? I can't remember.
Okay. Well, was Ashton or you ever into The Hills?
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know. I wasn't.
So, you know, Kristen Cavallari came from originally Laguna Beach. And then she was on The Hills. And then she married Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
And they had a show. Do you remember us talking about Very Cavallari?
Yeah. She got another new show?
No, but she, the thing, the one of the focuses of that show was her jewelry store, Uncommon James, which was in Nashville. And I went there and like a giant groupie and paid more for a necklace than I pay for anything usually.
Yeah.
just to be a groupie and be able to. So this is my little dainty, pretty Uncommon James necklace.
I like it.
I know. I paid about $50 for it.
I like it.
And that hurt. But now I have it.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it lasts. Yeah. I also went to Reese Witherspoon's store too.
Oh, how was that?
It looked very Reese Witherspoon, like nothing I would ever wear, but cute stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like long floral dresses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are you excited about your kids going back to school? You said?
My kid, yes.
95% of parents are more excited than ever for the return to school. Parents are so stoked that 71% say they missed packing lunches, shopping for clothes and supplies, and even drop-off lines. Parents hope doing all that makes life feel more important or more normal.
Yeah.
Wow. What are parents concerned about? About 84% expect their kiddo to have separation anxiety. So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm bummed because I feel like we got the wind taken out of our sails here in the last several weeks with the fact that they're going to be going back to school with masks. And
oh, they are?
Who knows? Yeah. Well, I think that it has not been ruled in Fayetteville, but like I have my source, which is my friend who is a doctor at the Children's Hospital, who is telling me like what she's seen, and it is hitting the young kids.
Oh, yeah,
new Delta variant.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's like, she's already masking her kids up now. And so now I'm starting to do that. So Drew will go to school with the mask no matter what. But I think they're trying to meet to overturn the mandate or whatever it is that was decided that we don't have to wear masks. No, wait. No, they did.
They did do it?
The superintendent, I think they left it up to each individual school district, and our superintendent said we did need to wear masks.
Oh, I didn't hear that. We
is
got
Rogers
an email.
Not?
No, that said it's up to the kids. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll do what they can, but as of right now, there's been another one sent out that I haven't got, but yeah. That is when we were in St. Louis on the way up, it was fine. On the way back, they had passed a mandate that you had to wear it inside restaurants again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I hate this mask thing, but this Delta variant is pretty catching on. And I know a lot of people that have had it already.
And I think they're supposed to be approving the vaccine like sometime this fall for 8-year-olds and up.
Oh, really?
Something like that. I think so.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. But I have also known several people that have the vaccine that have already gotten it.
But it wasn't as bad, I hear.
Okay.
That have gotten it and that had the vaccine, that it wasn't like it would have been way worse.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to think of what else has been going on in my world. Not a whole lot.
Are you going to be going to see John Lovitz at the Grove?
When is that happening?
It's a few weeks away. Still. Let me look.
We're searching on our computer right now as I'm talking to Ashton at the same time.
I think it's on the like 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st in there somewhere.
I'm going to try.
Next week. I guess that's next week. Okay.
I'm going to try.
I'm going Friday night.
What, Friday night the what?
The
20th.
Yeah.
Okay. I might go then. I don't know. That'd be cool.
And I think our neighbors are going to go with
us. So wait, John, he's going to be the 19th, 20th, and 21st?
I don't know exact. I know he'll be there the 19th. I'm sorry. The 20th and 21st. I know he's going to be there. I'm not sure like if he's also doing Thursday.
You want to see if he gets in, we could see if he could be on our podcast and we could record that Friday.
Oh,
you could come up and we could do it at my studio. All three of us. That'd be fun.
John Lovitz
in my house. That'd be cool. Whoa. Right? Yeah. I bet he would do that.
That'd be really cool.
I'll hit up our boy and see if he'll do that.
You need to contact Bill then.
Yeah.
Or Saturday.
So John Legend's going to be at the BOK Center. I believe October on a Thursday night.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Are you going?
I would like to go. It's a Thursday night. And we don't have kids on Thursday nights.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I love John Legend. Don't you like John Legend? Are you a fan?
I'm okay with him. Yeah, I don't love him.
I remember the first time I heard him, he was the piano player for Kanye West when Kanye West was the opener for Usher in 2004.
What? Oh, my gosh. 2005,
something like that. Yeah.
That's cool.
He goes, here, this is my piano player, John Legend. I'm going to let him do a song. And he did a song, and I'm like, that boy is good. And I'm like, where can I get his album? Well, his first album hadn't even come out yet. So I was like, I need to listen to him. And I've been a fan ever since. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Nice.
John Legend with Kanye. Kanye opening for Usher.
That's awesome.
It was a killer show. Huh. Yeah.
I bet.
It was a great show. And that was Kanye West's first album. And I'm like, man, this guy's really good.
Dang. Where was that?
In Kansas City. It was me and my brother Blake and about a million girls there to see Usher. And that was right after his album with Yeah. And what is that? The song, the breakup song or whatever. He did a part one and part two. I can't think of it.
Oh my gosh, it's in my head.
But it was that album.
You Got It Bad?
You Got It Bad. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. So good. Such a good album. He brings the girls up on stage and
a little
Yeah. Oh, so Josh was over the other day. He was changing
Isn't he over every day?
Well, yeah. He was changing my brake pads for my Honda. And he came inside to use the bathroom, which is the communal bathroom that's next to Ashton's office. And he goes, he flushed and he's like, oh, something's leaking. And he realized something around the toilet was leaking. So he went to fix it and he went and got the part. It's taking the toilet up to replace the whatever it was. And the whole toilet just fell apart. Broke. So he's like, well, it's time for a new toilet. Well, apparently it had been leaking even before we had moved in almost a year ago. And so the floor is wood in there and it kind of warped a little bit. It's gone down, thank God. But it had been leaking and doing whatever. Now it's all good. He put a brand new toilet. It's all good. But thank God he went to use the bathroom because we would have had a leaky toilet.
Had a big mess.
I don't know how long.
Oh.
Because that's not a toilet we use all the time.
And which one was it?
It's
upstairs?
The one, right when you walk in the house.
Oh, well, that's the one all the guests use.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we got a new toilet in there if you want to come over and use it.
Good. I do.
Hey, you
I
ever do. Wonder Where, why? Go ahead.
Where'd you get that plant that's in your bathroom? I always mean to ask.
Oh, that's from Target.
Oh. Okay.
It's fake.
Yeah, I know.
It's from Target.
It's good, though.
Yeah, I that like white it. With the, yeah.
Yeah, with Target. The green. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
$20. $20.
Okay.
I got one. We got one there. We got one in the Airbnb, the same one. And then okay. another one in the Airbnb that looks a little bit different, but they look yeah. pretty real.
They look good. Yeah. yeah.
For dark spaces, because there's no light coming in. You can't put an actual plant out there. So, mm-hmm. Hey, you ever wonder why you hate the way you look in every photo?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, well, your brain is tricking you into disliking what you see. Researchers have found that our brain plays a trick on us where it convinces us that we're hotter than we actually are. I could see that. Added another psychological phenomenon called the mirror exposure hypothesis, where our brains get comfortable seeing ourselves from certain angles, and you've got the recipe why seeing a photo from an unflattering camera position makes us feel like the ugliest human walking the earth. All in our heads.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you're not a professional. Yes, models are born good looking, but they also practice looking good. If you want to take a great photo, you can do the same. Sit in front of a mirror and find your angle. But remember, much like models, no matter how hard you try, you're still going to take a few weird looking photos. So your camera person isn't hyping you up enough.
Huh.
You got to be hyped up to take a good photo, apparently. I don't know. So weird. That article.
Hey, that's how I feel, though. I always feel that way.
You do?
Uh-huh.
We test drove a Tesla the other day in St. Louis.
And?
Oh, we loved it. Mm. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, of course.
And it had self-driving, so I took it on the... what's cool with Tesla, when you test drive, you get 30 minutes. They give you 30 minutes with the car, and they don't have somebody sitting in the back telling you about it. Here's the car. Nice. Here's how it works. See you in 30 minutes, you know? And so we drove it around the highway and I did the self-driving and it does it all for you, which is nuts. Especially when you want to change a lane, you just turn on the blinker and when it can get over, it gets over and you're good to go. Yeah.
Weird.
It was really cool. My brother has one and we drove around in it last night and he put on self-driving on the highway. And then laid his chair all the way back and pretended like he was sleeping.
Oh my gosh. And so then, what does it do? What does
it's electric car that goes super fast. He got it up to like some guy on the highway wanted to race him. Bo got to 115 like that.
But like what does it do when he lays his seat back and it's driving? Like it knows when a car is in front of it to slow down.
Everything.
It knows the lines.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. What was that feature meant for?
For autonomous driving.
Like people to take a nap? Like what? When would that be needed?
On the highway and stuff. So I don't know. But what they want to do is send out these vehicles without drivers to act as like cabs.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it is a surreal experience. It was super comfortable, super nice. But as soon as he hits that gas, your chest goes into your throat and you're like, because there's not, it doesn't build up to it. It's immediate.
Yeah.
Because it's an electric car and there's no torque. So you punch it and if you've never ridden in a Tesla, it's it's cool. Very cool. So ask you these questions.
I don't think I have, but...
These are from Reddit. I'll go through a list of questions.
Okay.
What is some basic workplace etiquette that too many people do not follow? A lot of people are going back to work. What are some basic etiquette?
Basic workplace, like don't heat up fish in the microwave.
Yeah, or talk loud on your phone if other people are around you. Stuff like that.
What else?
There's some answers here on Reddit. Let me read them. Conversing loudly with each other, placing the tools in the place where they belong when you finish your work. Okay. If you work at a place of tools, washing the mugs in the kitchen properly so they don't get brown on the inside, not having sex on the office furniture during business hours. What?
Repeat that, because you were breaking up that last one.
Not getting it on the office furniture during business hours. How about not at all?
Yeah, gross.
Leaving pee on the toilet seat, if you have a small office, I guess. Going easy on the perfume or cologne, particularly in an enclosed workspace, especially if you're going to mass cigarette or weed smoke, because now you smell like a suffocating cover-up.
What
this person says. Yeah, that's gross. I like this question. What is one invention that we'd be better off with? What do you think? And the first answer here is a good one. I'll start it out. 24-hour news cycle that is funded by entertainment. Yeah. We don't need it. A 24-hour news cycle that's funded by entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And funded by ads. Need. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Fast fashion. I can't imagine the amount of cheap, tacky clothes, just mountains of it that end up in landfills.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap fashion. What else do you think? Convenience fees on debit and credit card transactions.
Oh, yeah. All the many fees that come with it, just buying movie tickets online. You tack on an extra $5 and just these random fees that are never really explained.
No, cookie pop-ups on browsers. That, okay. That is not so much a thing anymore, but it used to be a bad thing. Beauty pageants for children. Robocalls, of course, yeah. Let's see. Pop-up ads again is on there. YouTube end screens or end cards. I don't even know what that is. Oh, so this says seafloor trawling. I don't know what that is, but that reminded me of at our class reunion, this guy came up and he's like, hey, play some music I can seawalk to. You remember seawalking?
No.
It's a form of dancing that was big in like 2001 to 2004, maybe.
Okay, I don't remember that.
And I looked at him, I go, dude, I have not seen anybody seawalk in about 20 years. He's like, well, you're about to see it if you play the music. So I did, and he seawalked all over the place.
Oh, funny.
Not really cool dancing, in my opinion.
I don't think I've even heard of that.
You need to Google that. Seawalk.
I guess.
That was a thing back when we were in college. If someone were going to kill you, what would be your last words if you wanted to really mess with their head?
Oh, it's like one of those, like, I put the $1 million in the...
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Here's one. He said this would happen. What? Who said?
He's coming for you. Yeah, something like
that. Or this person says, see you tomorrow. Oh, free at last. The curse is now yours to bear.
Ooh, I like that.
Here's a good one. You're about to kill me. Oh, no, not again. Like this has happened before. I would sing them happy birthday, so I'd be top of mind anytime they hear that song again. Oh, because you hear it a lot.
That's
you
funny.
Could hear it a lot if, you know, it's not just your own birthday. This person says, they're coming. Run, you fool. I was holding them back. Nice. Oh, this is a good one. This person just laughs and says, you always make the same choices. See you next cycle. That's a good one. But in the moment, you're not going to say any of this. Peacemaker, what a joke.
Oh, yeah, no.
Have you seen the new Suicide Squad 2?
No.
That is a line from that. Peacemaker, what a joke.
Oh.
That's John Cena's character. That's what we watched. Okay. Suicide Squad 2.
Suicide Squad.
On HBO.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't bad.
With Brimley?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not. Because there's a lot of death right off the bat. People are being killed and shot, and this guy gets his face blown off, and
I've never seen the first one.
You never have. It's not great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This one wasn't great either, but yeah. All right. Forget irrational fears. What's your perfectly rational fear? What is something? It's a rational fear.
Spiders.
Spiders. Oh, fires too. That's a fear. If your house catches on fire. Irresponsible drivers. The morgue is full of people who had the legal... Well, that's not it. Reddit is hard to find what is the actual answer. Dementia? Ooh, that's a good one. We got to see my grandma. I got to hug my grandma for the first time in
a year.
While. Yeah. And
yay.
We're sitting there on the couch and we had already warned Ashton. Grandma would just bring up random stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And she's sitting there. I'm helping cook something. She goes, Brock, whatever happened to that girlfriend of yours? I go, huh? Which one? The one that lived with us. I go, Jamie? I go, Grandma, that was like 20 years ago.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, whatever happened to her? Like, I go, she's dead.
You did not.
She goes, she is? I go, yep. And my mom goes, Brock, she is not. She's living in Kansas or something. I'm like, nope. I heard she was dead. So moving on.
She knows you're married though, right?
Yeah, she got this. So this was the first time she got to meet Ashton.
Oh, cool.
And she loved her. Like,
of course.
It's not to love. But,
right.
You know, she's slowing down. She's got a little dementia and,
yeah,
you know, still pick on her from time to time.
Yeah.
I was laying in the back seat when she got in the car and she was sitting there and I jumped up and kissed her. Almost had a heart attack.
You're trying to kill her?
She almost died right there on the spot.
Yeah. Brock, come on.
This is how much my brother loves his Tesla. I'm looking up at his door. And on the back of it, he's got the office. And then below it, he has taped his Tesla Congratulations Brock Short Express Delivery paper that he got when he got his Tesla. It's on the back.
Bo Short.
Yes, my brother Bo. Oh,
yeah. You
Blake just ordered
Short.
One, too.
He did?
Yeah, a Tesla 3, a Model 3.
Why? Why are we so into the Teslas?
Because they're awesome. And okay. They're electric. They got great mileage and they're just.
But you're next?
I don't know. I'm just waiting. I mean,
okay.
If I ordered a Model Y right now, I wouldn't get it until December or January. So
when is Blake getting his?
In the next few weeks, I think. And I think it just depends on which one that you order. But the Model Y has been selling out like crazy.
What's special about it?
It's the SUV version.
Oh,
well, it's more like a bigger hatchback. You know, we looked at one with a third row, but the third row is so small that only a small child could fit back there. And that's an extra $3,000 just to get that row. So we're like, screw that. But so the back seat would fit three comfortably, even adults comfortably. It's a cool vehicle and it's something that will last. We could have it for God knows how long. Cause it's just battery. You don't have to change your oil. You don't have to fix your motor. There's no transmission. It's just battery. Yeah. You just got to change your tires and your brakes. So that's the big thing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could drive it for years and years to come and just keep it charged. I'm waiting for them. They're supposed to come out with a new battery that makes it go further. And once they get that, then I'd be right on it. But
yeah,
it can only go 326 right now, 326 miles on a charge, which is not bad.
That's like filling up a tank.
Yeah, but you can't take it as far because there's not any, chargers. They got to get the charging stations a lot more. But we'd use the car for in town and driving around the area, like taking kids to events, doing stuff locally. Because then you're not paying for gas and you're not, you know.
So then what would it cost to put a charger in your house or in your garage?
Well, Blake just had that done. And it was like $500.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, not bad. Bo had his done here and it's cool. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of the vehicles are going electric these days. So
let them get theirs and like test them out for you, basically.
Yeah.
And make a decision.
Yeah. If I ordered one back when we first talked about it, I would have already had it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm an idiot and didn't.
No, you're just taking your time, making a decision.
I'm like you. I just wait until the moment.
Sit on it for a year.
Waiting for it for 5 years.
Waiting for the answer to come to me.
So I was saying Brim got up to walk this morning with her aunt, And I came across a story right here. Why walking is the most underrated form of exercise. Walking improves your health. Let's see. It improves memory and cognitive capability. It boosts mood and lowers stress. Walking is energizing and helps you sleep. It can be a vigorous workout. It can build family bonds. And walking is free and can be done anywhere. So that's cool.
Yeah. I know people that have just simply started walking and that's all they've changed in their life. And it's made such a huge impact. Like people that aren't super athletic and stuff.
Yeah. So do you have any celebrity gossip? You have anything? I got one story. The search for the Jeopardy host.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It looked like it was over as we were told. Mike Richards is in final negotiations for the gig. Who is Mike Richards?
Mm-hmm. He is the executive producer of the show.
He's in final to replace the, he's going to replace him.
So he had a guest hosting stint like so many others and people just raved about him.
Oh,
like how good he was. And he's an Emmy Award winning producer for right. that show and other game shows. So I haven't watched him, but I think people just really liked his delivery. And of course he knows the show up and down. But I don't know. I think everyone was cheering for LeVar Burton.
Well, it could be tanked by some allegations from a decade ago. He is a co-executive producer and executive producer on The Price is Right. He was implicated in a couple of discrimination lawsuits by former models on the show, including a 2010 complaint by Brandi Cochran. While he was featured in both complaints, he was only named as a defendant in the second lawsuit. For the record, he was later removed. So at this point, Mike has yet to comment on the resurfaced allegations, which also include him making insensitive comments about pregnant women. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And one more thing. There's also radio silence from Sony Pictures Television, which has been conducting the search. But days after word of Mike's pending deal got out, he still hasn't officially been announced as the new host, triggering more speculation along with questions about the integrity of the search. So... I mean, it's like you do anything in your past and that's what defines you from here on out.
Oh yeah. You can dig up dirt on probably just about anyone you want to, if you really wanted to.
That's why I say, you know, people ask, are you ever going to run for office? And my answer is absolutely not.
No, not a chance. I would
not win. And yeah. That would not be good for me and my family. I say too many bad jokes and things that I shouldn't say. Yeah.
I mean, there has not been a whole lot. I know Obama had a 60th birthday party.
Yeah.
I thought that was canceled because of COVID, but it looks like it did happen. What else is happening?
Yeah, what else is happening in this
world? Are you keeping up with the Olympics at all?
So are they not over?
I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
Didn't they have the closing ceremonies? I think they did.
Maybe. I honestly have not been following it.
So, yes. No. So that's another show we were watching. The Olympic recaps with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg on Peacock Network. The best show on TV during the Olympics. How freaking hilarious. They could say whatever they want, and it was awesome. Yeah.
I'm just looking at Hollywood stories. There was not much going on. No. I mean, the Britney thing is still going on. They're trying to get her dad off of her conservatorship. Oh, Kathy Griffin announced that she's got stage 1 lung cancer, right. So she's undergone surgery for that. Rihanna is like the highest paid
$1 billion
musician, I think. Yeah.
Something like that.
She's got that Fenty right. makeup line, which I'm sure is
Modern Family star Julie Bowen or Bowen helped save an injured New Jersey woman. Yeah. Bob Odenkirk. That was something that happened in the last week. He had a heart attack. He's from Better Call Saul. He's doing okay.
I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's better. So that's good. Yeah, I don't know. I've not been paying attention.
Everything fall and pumpkin spice is starting to slowly show up now. It's that time.
Is it already?
Yes, I'm seeing it. Yes, and I'm hearing like ramen noodles is coming out with a pumpkin spice flavor. Like you're going to get all these random products that we wouldn't normally think of pumpkin spice going with doing it. And they'll say it's a joke unless it takes off. Then they'll keep making it.
And then they'll make it, yeah. Speaking of
pumpkin spice
noodles, Brimley's in Mexico. And I'm like, what'd you eat while you were there? Did you have some good food? She's like, well, I just mainly ate noodles, plain noodles and broccoli. I go, you can get that anywhere. Yeah. I just like the noodles. I'm like, oh my God, Brimley, you're the most boring eater in the freaking world.
Right.
Yeah, I just like noodles. So you go to Mexico and you do noodles. She goes, I did get in the ocean water. I go, and I didn't love it. I wasn't a huge fan. I'm like,
she's a simple girl.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
I've got a 7-year-old downstairs that I need to go entertain.
And I have an 8-year-old that wants to go do stuff today. So everybody, thanks for joining us for this, random episode before school starts. Have you got all your school shopping done, Marcy? All your school shopping done? Have you got it all done?
We got the supplies from the supply list. I think we're going to go this week to pick out a few new outfits.
Okay.
Maybe a haircut, that kind of thing. But yeah, pretty much we're ready to go. How about you?
Yeah, I got to get Brimley back to her mom by Saturday at a certain time because she wants to get her nails done for school. She's got third grade. She's in third grade, y'all. Third grade.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 girls lined up to get their for me to do their nails this week.
Is this your new full time gig?
They're all little neighborhood girls.
No, this is like your thing. Are they paying you?
No.
What?
Yeah, and these little girls are adorable, but little girls is not any like who I want to pursue if I were to ever do this as a side gig.
Little girls.
No, their nails are like two centimeters.
Oh, it's long. Hard to do a design on them and stuff.
Right. It's very easy to do their nails, but you can't do any like the stuff that I need to practice. I can't really do. Yeah. So they're easy. But yeah, all these little girls want to get their nails did. So I get it, Brim.
Yep. So that's what we're doing. So what we're doing today, I don't know. We're going to a water park tomorrow, I think, but
fun.
We'll figure out. Maybe I'll come back with a new car after I go by and be like, I'm only paying this price. And they give me the keys to test drive it. And I just drive off the lot. And I'm like, you guys can have my car. Bill me for it.
There you go. Okay. Well, yeah. Keep us posted.
All right. Well, everybody, we will be back.
And I'm going.
What?
I'm headed to Branson on Thursday with some girlfriends.
For what?
Just for fun.
You and these girlfriends, jeez.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
I know.
So proud of you. We'll be back. Hey, big shout out to Lara and Joe. They're doing the climb right now. Kilimanjaro. Yeah.
So I hope you're listening to Miley Cyrus and the climb.
We'll come back with a new episode the week that school starts. So hopefully she'll be able to come and be on the show and tell us about the new store opening, Sam's Furniture. It's open. Her store is open. And tell us about the climb and if she made it or not. The suspense.
Oh boy.
But everybody have a good one. And happy end of summer. We'll see you next week.
Last week. All right.
Well, kids, that's our show for today.
I must be going.
So long. Farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.